on 2UE.
An extraordinary motion picture.
Movies with Dale Sinder.
The critics described it as brilliant.
And here he is. G'day there, Dale.
Morning, George.
Hello, Dale.
Yeah. A little business stuff first. Thank you for sending that email last night. I really appreciate it.
Okay? Oh, not a problem.
Thank you. Now, today, San Andreas, the fault line for earthquakes and things in America, it's had a huge opening weekend. I think it's taken $48 million or something.
Yeah, look, it's a lower-range blockbuster film. It only cost about $100 million, but it stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Johnson, who at the beginning of the film, it pretty much sets up, he's a hotshot Los Angeles helicopter pilot, a rescue pilot. Starts off straight away with a rescue of a woman whose car's going over a cliff. But it isn't soon after that that the San Andreas fault starts shifting, and pretty much you end up with about 100 minutes of buildings falling down, the Hoover Dam breaking, tidal waves, all sorts of things. In the process, you also find out that he's soon to be divorced, which he's not too happy about, from the beautiful Carla Gugino. And also, she's been seeing a guy called Ian Gaffud. So they all get drawn into the film, as well as the seismologist.
Yeah. Can you tell me, how long a period of time does this last? Because earthquakes just take a couple of minutes. How long did this take?
It's hard to say. I mean, the film's 104 minutes, but it feels like it's all for 100. It's like it's quaking for about 104 minutes. But it's also the after effect of all these. As I said, I suppose you get a big earthquake and the aftershocks, and there's some great little stunts as he's trying to head his way up to San Francisco to rescue his daughter, who's very self-sufficient. So it's pretty much that old 70s style.
Like Earthquake.
It sets up a disaster, and then you see people trying to navigate their way through the disaster. But it just looks amazing. But it's got some of the funny, most probably unintentional funny dialogue in it, which I can only imagine after seeing Independence Day in America and then a week later here, the Americans cheered, the Australians groaned at some of the dialogue, the real heroic dialogue.
Mm. I am just curious if The Rock's missus, Carla, she's playing up with this bloke, Lone Gruffudd, has she told Lone that her old man's could, hold bull terriers out rather than open the door and put him out for the night?
Yeah, he knows.
He does. He's mammoth. He's huge.
I got to say...
I know, he's a monster.
Hey, Dale, I got to say that Dwayne Johnson's certainly not the world's greatest actor, but he's got a good vibe about him.
Yeah, he's got style, hasn't
he? I've never even heard of him as a wrestler when I saw him in The Mummy Returns, and he did a TV special on the film, and I thought, God, this guy is so likable.
Yeah.
And that's what he's like. I mean, he's got a winning smile, $1 million smile. He's built like the proverbial, backyard house. And the funny thing is, in the Fast and Furious films, whenever he's on screen with Vin Diesel, he just makes Vin Diesel look like a big, fat, bald guy.
Yeah, and Vin Diesel's a very short bloke too, isn't he?
Oh, I'm not sure how tall he is, but The Rock is just immense.
Yeah.
But look, all in all, it's a very visual film that's thrilling, but don't expect any Shakespeare dialogue and you'll have a good time.
Is Kylie Minogue's in it?
Yeah, it's a bit of a pretty quick cameo. She's playing herself in it, so it's not a big acting piece or anything.
All right, so comparing it with, say, Earthquake from... When was Earthquake? Was that in the
80s? 74,
I think. 74, that long ago. It would obviously... The technology and the computerization would be much, much superior today.
Oh, yeah. Well, back in the old Earthquake days, they built all these models, which no matter how beautiful they look, as soon as you get water or fire involved with them, it sort of shows the fact that it's a miniature.
It's a
Whereas
model.
This, most of the things you put on screen these days, you cannot tell the fact that it's unreal, except for the fact that it couldn't possibly be doing it. But, you've got him navigating a helicopter around falling buildings and things.
Yeah. I love the computer animation they did in Inception. I thought that was where they had cities roll almost like folding up and rolling up. I just thought that was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. But if you also remember, the film 2012, which was a big disaster film, End of the Earth, that had a scene in it, The Escape from L.A., which is one of the most thrilling scenes I've seen, as this small plane tries to navigate through falling planes, falling buildings and, the ground dropping down. This is like this for a couple of hours, over an hour or so.
How do you rate it?
Look, I really enjoyed it. It's not Shakespeare. I'll give it 7.5 out of 10.
7.5 out of 10. As we say, it's been an absolute smash in America so far. And Tomorrowland, this is George Clooney.
George Clooney from Disney, and also Brad Bird, who was an animator who made some terrific films like The Iron Giant and also The Incredibles, the Disney Pixar film. But he also went on to do not the new, but the last Mission Impossible film. So he made his way from animated into big screen live films. And actually, he knocked back the new Star Wars to do this film because it was a bit of a passion project. But you know, Disney made films of Pirates of the Caribbean based on the ride. They also made a Haunted Mansion based on the ride at Disney. Tomorrowland is another ride. Now, do you know the industry term high concept?
No.
Okay, it's a high concept film is where you can describe a film, what happens in like a sentence or two, like with the previous film.
Oh, well, that's what's supposed to happen. You go in to meet the producers and the backers at the studio, and they say, in about 15 seconds, what's it about?
Yes. Well, this film isn't a high concept. I'm going to try and give you a synopsis as best I can, but it revolves around a young girl.
Can I go back to that? They were trying to sell Alien, they described it as Jaws in space.
That's it.
That's perfect. That's exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds exactly right. But this one starts off with Britt Robertson, who's a young girl. She's trying to save a launch pad at NASA from being destroyed by using these little techno gadgets, and she's arrested. But when she's coming out from, collecting a thing, she finds this mysterious little pin with a little T on it, obviously for Tomorrowland. And she goes, this isn't mine. And every time she touches it, she suddenly appears through whether it be a vortex, a portal, into another dimension to Tomorrowland.
Narnia.
Sort of like Narnia, but she doesn't quite go there. She only does it when she's holding the pin, but the pin ends up running out of juice. And this is where she goes on a bit of a voyage to try and track down what it is, where it came from. And she comes into contact with George Clooney, who at the beginning of the film, you see him as a boy having this experience of going to the 1964 World Fair.
Mm.
And he's trying to present at an inventor's fair his homemade backpack, and this young girl gives him a ticket to this portal of Tomorrowland. You find out that over the last 100 years, all the top scientists of the world, going back, yonks, have all come together, created this, it's like a parallel universe that there is a portal through to for the betterment of mankind.
Hey, I'm thinking this needs to be a lunch rather than just a 15-second explanation.
That's it in essence, but it ends up becoming, once those two hook up, they're trying to get back to Tomorrowland because they know there is something going on there that is going to cause...
Why is George Clooney in this? It just doesn't sound like a George Clooney movie.
Ah. No, but he's delightful. He's absolutely delightful.
No, but here's the point, and I said this to Paul yesterday. George Clooney has embarked, because he's in his mid to late 50s now, he's embarked on the next part of his career, and he's already done one movie where he's unshaven in this. He's now starting to play the dads, and he plays them pretty well. He was in that one based in Hawaii. What was that movie called?
The Descendants.
I think that was the first one in that movie. He's moving away from being a dashing leading man to being the sort of the dad, the family figure.
Yeah, but he does this very well. And even the kid who plays him in the younger version is terrific in this film.
So is it any good?
Look, it muddles around a bit, but I thought it, as a family film, it's PG and it is deliberately aimed at a family audience. I thought it was absolutely delightful. It has got some fantastic visuals, but the only problem with it, it sort of muddles around a bit. Like, it even opens up with George Clooney talking to the camera, trying to relate what Tomorrowland is and telling the story. So that, to me, it sort of fails a little bit in that they needed to have someone to explain what was going on.
They missed the whole high concept thing, did they?
Yeah, but as the story progresses, particularly with young Britt Robertson, I thought it was delightful. And she's chased by these androids and things. It's got a lot going on in it, but if I tried to fill you in on more detail, you would get totally lost.
But there's a big age gap between her and George, isn't there?
Yeah, but mostly it's him as a child was probably more of a matchup.
All right, what's your score on this one?
Look, I'd give this an 8 out of 10. As
really?
I said, it's a little bit, it is just dazzling to look at. It's got a lot of beautiful things about it, but it sort of just muddles around a little bit.
Okay.
Otherwise, it probably would have been a higher score.
Okay.
I'm still not sure what it's about.
Off you go and do a bit of muddling.
See you later.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Dale Sinden there. I'm not sure. I mean, if you can't explain it in about 15, 20 seconds, mm-hmm. you've got a problem with
it. Go ahead and have some
But that doesn't mean it's going to be a bad movie, of course. No. It might be a very good movie.
Well, Dale said it's good.
San Andreas, 7.5 out of 10. That's the disaster movie. And Tomorrowland with George Clooney, 8 out of 10.